MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Keith McLachlan, investment officer at Integral Asset Management, talking turnarounds and how do we spot them advance? How do we know if they're really working? There's been a number on the market. Keith, appreciate your time. I say a number. I mean, we've got Invicta Omnia. Omnia still got a SARS issue. AdCorp, they were kind of working. We've got Tongaat, EOH, I don't know, still looking a bit bleak maybe. Nampak. How do we spot those winners, those that have succeeded so far, sort of in advance? Or do we need to wait sort of when the price is up 5x and, you know, markets are rewarding them?
Hi, Simon. Well, first of all, we've come out of about 10 years of no growth in South Africa, which has just ground corporates into the ground. There's no surprise, especially on the back of the pandemic and lockdowns and the recession, that there's a proliferation of turnarounds. That said, it is very hard to make a successful turnaround. What Warren Buffett has a really, really good saying, which is, as generalizations, not always correct, but the nature of it is really that you can take the best captain in the world and you could put him on a boat with a hole in it. The boat will still sink. So turnarounds are challenging, and I think to get to your question, the starting point is look at the core of the business. Is the core of the business profitable? And what I mean by that is exclude group overheads, exclude non-core subsidiaries and other things, and even exclude financing. We're looking at the core of the group at a gross profit margin level and an operating profit margin level. Is that profitable? If that is not profitable, then you have a sinking ship. There's little you can do. And in my opinion, the odds are deeply against you then. But if that core is profitable, the odds are that the problem lies in what I call the two B's, either in the boardroom or on the balance sheet, being that the management and overheads and are bad, or that the balance sheet has holes in it, i.e. too much debt. Those are both addressable. You can get rid of management, you can dilute or restructure the debt or dilute and pay off the debt. But if the core isn't profitable, there's not much you can do about that.
And that first point is, I want to come to debt in a moment, but that management, you were chatting with David Shapiro earlier in the week, and he was talking about the value of management. It's important, I imagine, that they knew blood. In other words, not just like, well, hey, take the 2RC, because truthfully, they were part of the problem. And of course, it's hard to often tell that the new management, if I think of Celan Globalsamy, who's come into Omnia, I think he had been in asset management before. I mean, he wasn't someone who was naturally, you just assumed that he was going to be a fit in. It's tough to tell that the new management, aside from being new and being able to make some easy wins, get rid of the corporate jet, etc., it's tough to identify.
Let me phrase this way. A huge amount of value on the stock market has been unlocked getting rid of bad management. even if the new management turns up and they just get the basics right, if they don't actively destroy the business and they have shareholder support, you can often manage your way through it. But that is a fair point. You don't know what the quality of management is turning up. I would say, in terms of turnarounds, a starting point is say, what went wrong? Mm-hmm. And therefore, what has changed that this won't go wrong anymore? And in many instances, at the core, management have made bad decisions. And I would argue it is very difficult to turn around a business unless you change management, because you can't have the same guys that made the mistakes sitting in the room trying to fix them. Egos get in the way. They have a lot of psychological anchoring on what they did. They don't, and quietly, they probably don't even think they made mistakes. You've got to change management. I would say the starting point then is look for the incoming management. Look for them having a good track record. Wherever they've operated, it may not be in the same industry. I mean, Omnia is an interesting example because He's come in from a different industry. But at the core of Omnia's problem was capital allocation. And how is running a portfolio of companies different to running a portfolio of investments? Very different. Long answer is you're making the same decisions. You've overgeared. You need to work out what are core assets, what are not core assets, get the balance sheet right, and Omnia obviously did a very, very large rights issue that helped them correct the balance sheet. And the moment you've corrected the balance sheet, you've got breathing room. The debt is now not burning a hole in the balance sheet, and you've got breathing room to now make tactical, intelligent decisions around the assets.
Yeah, and they're also selling some non-core. But I like that idea around both Omnia and Invicta kind of did rights issues quite early and at horrible prices. I mean, it was massively dilutive, as opposed to Tongaat, who are now doing one quite late. EOH, who's still sitting on a pile of debt, maybe they can trade their way out of it, but I can't help thinking there's a rights issue coming. Perhaps part of that trick is rather do it early, do it quick, so that you can, as you say, fix that balance sheet sort of straight away.
And I would argue do it early, do it quick, and do it big. Do it bigger and have absolutely solved that problem and be sitting on the net cash balance sheet, then do it too small, and a couple of years later, you're still struggling with the debt. You only want to do one rights issue in the market. And I think my advice to management teams are always, if you're going to raise capital, whatever you think you're going to raise, raise a little bit more than that. Because you only get a few times to come back to the market to do that, and you want to minimize the number of times.
Yeah, and then, in the case of, I think, Invicta and Omnia, now sitting on good cash, and it starts to come back. I mean, they are, AdCorp as well was a fairly successful one, although that was, if my memory serves, less about debt, more about just egos and bad businesses and the like. And I suppose if you get the right person who's an outsider, who's prepared to do the hard decisions, one of which is that massive rights issue, you've probably got a chance of success, but no guarantee. Ever.
Definitely. In fact, if we go even further back into time, Supergroup is an example large rights issues. And then a little bit more recently, but also further back into time, is Ultron. Ultron's a fantastic case study of turning around the business, and it involved getting rid of changing the legacy management. You needed new guys in to unlock that. And then more recently, as you said, there's Omni and the like. The best turnarounds don't need dilution. And that's always the sign that your core is right. So something that we are at Integral invested in, and we back in terms of a turnaround, and this is a very, very quiet turnaround, but it is worth looking at, is in fact Momentum Metropolitan. Right at the core, it's an incredibly profitable business with great scale and reach and distribution. We've had the change in management. New management have walked in. They've dramatically changed the culture, and they've cut non-core, and they've focused and streamlined operations, and the share is still trading at a huge, over one standard deviation discount to its embedded value. This is a good example of a turnaround that didn't need to go and dilute. And perhaps one that the market hasn't yet woken up to.
Yeah, I'd completely actually forgotten about them. And I know we've chatted that stock before, but I like your upfront point, is look to those core operations, because if the core operations are broken and not profitable, well, there ain't nothing to turn around. We'll leave it there. Keith McLachlan, Investment Officer at Integral Asset Management. Appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.